Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you wanted to create some money for free agency, and only about $2.5 million under the cap, Tom Brady would have been one of the first guys you go to and lower that down.
Dale Arnold.
How do you win back fans who have lost faith in your ownership?
Yeah, we tripped up one of these guys, or somebody did, and it turns out there's some little 12-year-old in Toronto.
Rich Key.
I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Licking crumbs off the floor.
It's really gross. Like, have some respect for yourself, salesperson.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. So the NFL owners meetings begin this weekend, Sunday to be specific. We were having this discussion off the air after the show yesterday. I wonder whether Robert Kraft will even attend, whether Jonathan Kraft will represent the Patriots.
That's my guess. I don't think Robert Kraft goes. I think it's going to be a big topic anyway. Anytime an owner is talking to the media there, it's not going to be the only topic of conversation, but it's definitely going to get brought up.
I
think it'd be easier for him if he's just not there.
So according to the sheriff in Martin County, Florida, guy by the name of William Snyder, Sheriff William Snyder.
Ooh, Sheriff Snyder. Sheriff Snyder.
It'd be hard for me to say.
I like it.
He was speaking to CNBC yesterday.
Okay.
He said, speaking about the videos, the Robert Kraft videos, and I quote, "I do think ultimately they are probably going to get released," Snyder said.
What?
"Once a case is over, it's not an ongoing investigation. There has to be a specific reason not to release a public record, and the fact that there is sexual activity is not an exemption," unquote.
Oh, boy.
So this is Sheriff Snyder who says this. I will also tell you that sources, now this is what is being said.
Okay.
Sources who have seen the Kraft video.
So first of all.
And there are some who have.
And I was going to say, because there are still some people, and we've heard a lot of defenses for Robert Kraft and a lot of different theories over the last month. There are people who don't believe a video exists.
Right.
And so this story is clearly saying not only does it exist, but there are sources who have seen it.
Sources who have seen the Kraft video.
Yes.
Told TJ Quinn, they have no doubt he's the person they see participating in sex acts.
So the camera angle is a good one.
And
well, as
now,
far as identifying
at
someone.
At this point, obviously, Robert Kraft and others who have been arrested have filed paperwork with the courts trying to get these records sealed, trying to get everything sealed.
Yes, right.
The sheriff in Martin County, Florida said only a successful motion to seal the files containing the video will prevent it from public disclosure. So
now that could happen, though, right?
There are, I think, 15 defendants, including Robert Kraft, who have filed a motion in Palm Beach, Florida County Circuit Court for a protective order that would block the release of the surveillance video there.
So what are the other 10 guys saying? Yeah, go ahead. Right? Because isn't there 25 of them? And you're saying 15 have put in this motion to block
it. So far.
The other 10 are like, yeah, I'm pretty confident. Yeah, whatever.
But again, it's according to the sheriff in Martin County, Florida,
yes,
that it's probably coming out. Unless a judge rules to seal it, but other sources who have seen the video told TJ Quinn there is no doubt he's the person.
Well, here we go. Now, see if you follow this logic. As far as the NFL's punishment of Kraft, I think if he is found guilty, not guilty, or accepts some sort of plea deal, I almost don't think that matters. I think he's going to get just as many games. The fine's going to be the same regardless. But if the video comes out, I could see it being worse, just strictly based off of the NFL's history of videos. Video worse than no video. Because it's like, for some reason,
much worse.
Yes, like they read a story and they don't believe it. Like the Greg Hardy thing or like Adrian Peterson. Can you imagine if there was video of Adrian Peterson or Greg Hardy? compared to video of Ray Rice. And just like this, we can read about it, but it's also, it's so much more embarrassing for the league and Robert Kraft if the video comes out. And it sounds like now, that's the latest, that sounds like there is a very real possibility that I'm watching this video sometime.
The arraignment is scheduled for next Thursday.
Yes.
Robert Kraft does not have to appear. His lawyers probably won't.
Better chance of going to the owner meetings than he does going to the court.
He has nothing to be gained by appearing at the arraignment.
No.
Supposedly, negotiations are ongoing between Robert Kraft's legal team and the legal authorities in South Florida about, you know, the terms of whatever agreement.
Yeah, because he does not want to admit guilt. That is the one thing that is pretty clear. If you read the different stories, you know, I know there was conflicting reports about them rejecting the plea deal or just strictly having more negotiations. But everything, it's been consistent. He does not want to admit guilt. And it just, it still seems odd to me, especially if you believe that these tapes exist and the tapes clearly show that it's him. Why is he fighting this so hard?
Well, TJ Quinn says he has spoken to sources who have seen the video.
And so their lives have never been the same.
Look,
and never will be.
I know that there are people out there who said, oh, the video doesn't exist anyway. Well, trust me.
Yeah.
The district attorney and the police in Jupiter, Florida, would not have said what they said publicly.
Well, devil's advocate,
and
Dale,
then have to go in front of a judge and say, sorry, judge,
well,
we lied.
Devil's advocate.
There isn't a video.
Wasn't there also talk of human trafficking early on?
Sure.
And now there isn't. So maybe you could say that everything that
Except
has been said so far.
They were saying they were investigating human trafficking.
No, this
they
is,
said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Devil's advocate. I mean, there's clearly more details.
They said he was seen on video.
Right.
And now TJ Quinn has talked to sources who have also seen the video. Oof, now the argument here would be, presumably, the only people who've seen the video are law enforcement people, and that they have a reason to, you know, not tell the truth. You know, they're trying to protect themselves.
Right. So
here,
I mean, maybe there's still like a loophole there potentially, or maybe they're not being 100% truthful, just because this story has definitely taken a few turns since when it first broke, when we were talking about it that first day when it came out during our show. So things have changed a little bit, but it seems like Robert Kraft is adamant that he didn't do anything illegal. You go back to the very first statement that came out from his spokesperson. It was very short, like two or three sentences, and one of them was, didn't do anything illegal. Like, it doesn't seem to be the case, but that's what he's going with.
If you believe, and we've talked to a lot of people here over the last week or 10 days, people who have tried to say, oh, he didn't do this, or he didn't do that, or he's in a relationship, or whatever the list is. There are some people who said, there is no video. He doesn't have to worry about it. Well, then what's he trying to block?
Yeah, right.
If there is no video, what are they trying to seal?
If you guys had a video of something that I was not a part of.
We don't think you have a video.
Yeah, right.
Was it in the video that we don't think you have, but by the way, we don't want it out there.
Correct. I don't know. It's one of those, it's not a lie if you believe it, you know, from Seinfeld, where you're just like, yeah, I didn't do it. It's like, well, we know that you did.
Every year at these things, the commissioner speaks to the media at some point. It's late. It's before the meetings adjourn, which is supposed to be Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, so it starts Sunday, ends on Wednesday out in Arizona.
Now, at some point, the commissioner will speak. He's going to get asked. Might be the first question he's asked.
Yeah, and he has an easy answer right now because it is very much still ongoing. You know, the first court appearance is scheduled for next Thursday. So he can just give the old, well, we're going to let this play out. We are aware of it, and we're going to let the law take over here.
Again, according to TJ Quinn, investigative reporter for ESPN, NFL investigators have been all over that community.
Yeah.
Basically trying to make sure that they know everything they need to know. Now, this is the point where I'm sure Roger Goodell is saying, listen, I don't want to get blindsided by something. I don't want to find out that there's video of you know, eight other spas that have been visited here. I want to know exactly what's being accused and what's alleged.
And I think that's what they've had problems in the past with players. And I think they are going to punish you a whole lot less if you're a lot more open about it. And so if Robert Kraft goes in there and says, hey, like this, nothing happened. I didn't do anything wrong. And then all their investigators come up with, well, yeah, not only was he there those 2 days, like we have, you know, on pretty good authority that he was there more or whatever. Like if they come up with even more and he's trying to hide it, I think the commissioner would come down even worse on him, and the rest of the league would want him to.
So that's the latest, quote unquote. This sheriff spoke to CNBC last night, and he's the one who said, he said, quote, "I do think ultimately they are probably going to get released."
And he said this is once it's all said and done.
Once a case is over, it's not an ongoing investigation. There has to be a specific reason not to release a public record, and the fact that there is sexual activity is not an exemption. He did add later on, though.
Yes.
The way it
there
could
is
not
a chance
be out there
where they
is that
it.
A
yeah.
judge could order this is sealed.
And my thought all along is, even if it's sealed, like, whether it gets into the public legally or illegally, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's still the same impact. So say somebody gets their hands on it and then leaks it online somewhere. Damage is done, right? Even like, hey, like, we did all this. My lawyers did a great job. They made sure that, you know, it wasn't just public record. But what does it matter? Do you know how many things are on the internet right now that people wish was not on the internet? Like, most of the stuff, probably. So just even if he's able to win this, I don't think there's any guarantee that the video never comes out.
So that's the latest on that. I'll give you the latest on another scenario here that we'll discuss. According to Alex Speer of the Boston Globe, quote, "Chris Sale and the Red Sox are nearing an agreement on a contract extension that will keep the star left-hander in Boston for years to come," according to a Major League source.
Dumb.
Again, Alex Speer is reporting this, and we've known that they were, you know, talking to Sale. They told us that. They said that they had had discussions with Sale, and Sale made it pretty clear in the things he said at spring training, he was not only amenable, he wanted to stay, he wanted to get a deal done.
Chris Sale is great. He is a great pitcher when healthy, and I just wonder how many innings are you going to get out of him, and how healthy is he going to be at the end of the year? The last 2 years, he was the best pitcher in the first half. He was the All-Star Game starter. He was the Cy Young favorite at the half. And then he breaks down both years. 2 years ago, he ended up being really bad in the playoffs. This past year, he wasn't bad, but they had to scratch him. I understand that he pitched he got the final out, right? And it was amazing. It was awesome. But there was also times where he was supposed to start and he couldn't. You know, you have Nathan Eovaldi throwing a million innings in relief. You have all these guys wanting to come back on short rest. Chris Sale couldn't do it. You have him under contract for one more year. I would prefer to see him have a healthy season, then commit the money to him rather than just giving to him now.
The question here is, how big an extension is it going to be? According to Alex Speer, it will keep Chris Sale in Boston for, in Alex's words, years to come. Now, I'm guessing that doesn't mean two. My guess is it means like five, six, seven.
Plus. Yeah.
And the question is, what's the AAV going to be? Because I think when you've got
30.
A guy on your staff making $30 million, and this guy's better than that guy.
Yes, he is.
It's hard to picture him taking less than that. So my guess is you're looking at 5, 6, 7 years at $30-plus million a year.
I bet you'd be right, yeah. It's going to have to be, the AAV is going to have to be 30, I would think, for him to do it now and not wait till free agency. Although, if anybody was going to take the money now, it'd be a pitcher, especially a pitcher who's broken down. Those guys should take the money because you never know when your shoulder or your elbow is going to snap and you're going to need surgery.
Well, according to Alex Speer, it could be imminent. Chris Sale apparently will be with the Red Sox for the foreseeable future. We'll get back to the calls with you. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
You know what my friends call me?
Whiskers.
Because I'm curious like a cat.
Some students have thought it's kind of sweet. Others said it's downright creepy.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1-30, 2-30, 3-30.
There are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon.
1-30, 2-30, 3-30.
That's right, Dale. That means it is time for Kiefer Madness. It's the week in review. And we start, actually, we're bending the rules a little bit. This was actually last Friday. One of our great callers to the show, Eric from work.
Hey, technically, that's the week. You're not really breaking the rules.
Well, no, it's usually Monday through Friday, Jason.
Jason, listen to rules the, are made to
I live in a world where it's 7 days.
Why are you being so difficult right now? Why are you the way that you are?
I have to ask my parents.
Why don't you throw some more sand into the ice here?
We had a real good thing going. I thought we had a good momentum here, and then all of a sudden, no, not so much. So last Friday, Eric called in, and again, it's a false count anywhere Friday, Dale. We open it up to this kind of discussion, but he had a very specific challenge in mind.
So I have a source saying that Christian Foray is a bully. So I would actually like to challenge him to a fight. He can come to the gym, sign a waiver. And I really am anxious to get my hands on him. Because once I do, he's going down. I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tackle him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
All right. So he went a little strong there, to be honest. But obviously, Fourier and Maloney on last Friday, they had to respond to this. You can't take something like this lying down. So they had a response.
So I don't know what to do about that.
So now we understand that this guy's like about 6'3". So he's actually got some
size. I heard
he
was a big fella. Uh-huh. I don't think he was a very athletic.
So why don't
he's
you
like,
fight him?
I don't think he's like Wiggy big. Like Wiggy's big, but he's athletic. I just hear like, what I heard is this guy is just big. Oh, this guy? I think I can win.
I don't know if
he had that. This guy, I think I can win. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Let's go!
This guy, I think
Let's
I got
go!
him.
Let's go! Yeah! Bring my number 2 pencil.
I'll be honest, it didn't really convince me there. I feel like, you take that or do you take this?
To get my hands on him, because once I do, he's going down. I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch and knee him in the face a bunch of times. I'm going to tackle him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
He had much more of a game plan. Fourier goes, yeah, I think I could take him. He doesn't sound athletic. I'm like, I don't know. This guy knows Muay Thai.
Well, maybe.
I would take his word for it.
Really?
You going to doubt him?
Yeah.
I would not.
Okay.
He was very passionate about it. He claims that Fourier is a bully, which I've never gotten
that sense.
Well,
now, Rossi's seen this guy. Does he look like somebody who knows all the Muay Thai?
I have not seen Eric, but Caitlin has.
He could know
And a couple
Muay Thai.
Of producers when I was not here when he may have come to the building once. So you better be careful, Dale. He could come for you.
Seeking out Rich Keith.
He could.
I'm just going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch.
He's going to get him in the Muay Thai clinch. So that's good. I mean, that's pretty dangerous stuff. We also found out on Wednesday.
I hope Christian signs the waiver, by the way.
We learned something about Dale today, or on Wednesday, I should say, because you found somebody on Twitter was showing about how many unread emails they had and how many unread texts or maybe how many missed calls they had.
Bragging about.
You know
the red circle with the big number inside of it?
Yes, and this is a thing that you would have a problem with.
I mean, I have to know.
Having like 100,000 unread emails, it seems like you just shut down that email.
I am a little OCD, okay? I freely admit I'm OCD.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to handle that.
But I couldn't go with 20. There's my phone. I have one thing that's got a 1 in it. And I've got
you better
My email has a 2 in the red circle.
2 emails. You better check
2.
That. Yeah.
And at some point here, during the next commercial break, I'm going to go in and delete those 2
Smart.
Emails. Or
then you can feel better. You can rest easy
or
after that.
Or at least I won't respond.
And it's probably all junk anyway.
It would drive me crazy. It would drive me nuts. To see that red circle with that number in it, I would get the shakes.
The shakes, Dale.
It would drive me crazy.
The shakes.
No, I am. Listen.
Now,
I'm,
you don't
I,
like it because it looks like it's clutter? No, or do you don't like it because you think you're missing out on
I'm
like
the
some
same
sweet
guy
email?
Who unloads the dishwasher when my wife or kids load it and reload it so that I load it properly.
Oh, that's insane is what that is.
What?
Insane. You reload. Once it's in there, it's in there.
Oh, no. It's got to be in there in a very specific way.
Oh, my God.
You've got to have the cups in a certain spot.
Really?
And the plates in a certain
Holy
spot.
Holy smokes.
It's funny. As soon as you said, I was like, you're crazy. Then I thought about it. When my wife loads it, I always go in. I'm like, oh, let me take a look
let
at
me
that.
Just help really? Me out here, honey.
I'm like, great. I don't have to touch it.
I
Fine.
Have a spot for the plates.
Is there a plate
See,
spot?
It's not as dumb as it sounds, is it?
Well, you're siding with Rossi. You feel better because
Rossi.
Oh, he's
siding with me. But it's the same thing with the little circle on the phones. I can't stand it.
No,
it's
I don't like that.
Dirty. It's cluttered.
But what's even weirder to me was the, all the people bragging about it. Like, look at all these messages.
Well, I got 75,000 unread emails.
You see, somebody tweeted us. There's like a record. There's literally
4 billion.
Like, what kind of jackass are you?
Well,
you
first
4
of all,
billion?
How can you accumulate 4
I'm
billion?
I'm telling you, every time you go to a store and they're like, can I have your email? You're like,
yes,
yep,
you
can. Yes, you can. Please send me all offers.
That is absolutely Photoshopped. And whoever did that's even dumb for doing that. Like, what are you trying to prove?
No, that's probably true. Now, it's been a little while since the Robert Kraft story came out. And the defenses don't stop for Robert Kraft, Dale. This week, we heard a couple of kind of new ones, at least one new one and maybe an add-on to one. Here was Chrissy who called in yesterday.
First of all, that woman is his girlfriend. So, the first one, he's stopping by, you know, he's got the Super Bowl, he's got to plan the party. They get into a fight because she wants her entire family to show up. So he stops by the next day, they make up, as you can tell they made up, he gives her $100.
They weren't in the Super Bowl yet at this point, Chrissy.
They hadn't even won the AFC Championship
game yet. No, they hadn't won that game yet. They weren't even in the Super Bowl.
This man has big parties to plan all the time.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay? Right.
One detail, though, in your story has changed already, just to be fair, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, he's going to claim that the district attorney needs to prove that they are not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
Or else that's it. That's what I think. He's gonna say that's my girlfriend. And they're gonna go.
Wait.
Back.
So oh, who was the first woman then?
I thought it was only one girl.
No, two. One was 39. One was 58. Two different women.
Oh, I thought it was just the one.
Tougher sell, maybe.
He's like, that's okay. He's got lots of girlfriends. He's got lots of money. He's hanging out with rappers. He's got lots of girlfriends.
Like a sister wives situation, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
So she thought, Dale, that there was one woman and it was leading up to the Super Bowl. But she just kept going. She said, you know what? That's fine. He has other parties. He has other parties. It's fine. He's got other parties, too.
And then you brought up the whole Sister Wives thing.
Yeah, Sister Wives. That's
among the TV shows I am not interested in seeing.
It's not a very good show. But my mind races when I watch that show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We also heard another. This is something we had not heard before about Robert Kraft.
Hey, Robert can get out of this pretty easy because he didn't do anything illegal.
I like that. John comes out swinging here. He's going to get out of this easy because he didn't do anything illegal. I don't know how that stands.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. That's true. All right, let's hear what John has to say.
Oh, is that right?
How do you figure?
All right, you walk into the massage parlor and he paid up front for a massage, correct?
Right. Yes. Well, yes, he didn't get a massage, but continue.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, the second time, I guess it just.
Yeah, I was going to say
there was for sure
John,
no.
John, you're sort of falling apart as soon as you talk about the second time.
Yeah, but okay, I'll play along.
But still, he paid.
Right.
They took him into the room.
Uh huh.
Okay, so he paid for the massage.
Yeah.
Now, if there's going to be extracurricular activity,
there was.
They want money up front. Now, you're saying that he got the extracurricular activity, then at the end, he kept that.
John, it was like a payment sandwich. He walked in there, gave money, went in there, got the activity, then paid again. So there was money before and after the event, which was not a massage.
Why is it, Dale? Do you think people...
Some people are trying... Look,
he is
a beloved figure here, okay?
I know,
he really is. Fans love him.
But he didn't commit like a horrendous crime or anything,
so why are you
trying to talk your way out of it?
But because they just don't even... And part of that, it goes back to the whole Patriots history thing.
That's true.
Oh, come on. Spygate, Deflategate. Now, well, never mind.
They hate us because they jellify us.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe that plays a part in it. I don't know. But then the beauty of the Robert Kraft story is you end up going in all kinds of different directions with these conversations. Like we talked about Sister Wives the other day, which why on earth would we ever talk about Sister Wives? Mm-hmm. We also talked about, I think, a change that should be made. If I was to ever run for office, Dale.
I think you should.
My first thing would be it should be legal to have sex in cars. And that is a topic of conversation from yesterday as well.
I think if you're making sweet love in your car, you should be allowed to. I feel like
sweet,
you should.
Sweet love in your car?
I do. Well, I think so.
I have to admit that's something that happened many years ago, but not recently.
Don't you think, Paul, that that should be allowed?
It depends when and where. Not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
No, you know what? You bring up a good point, Paul.
Waiting for your youngster to get out of elementary school in the parking lot.
What if I was in my driveway and I just couldn't get into the house? We put the seat back and all of a sudden, wouldn't that be fine?
Yeah, but if somebody can see you, it's lewd and lascivious behavior.
But they might be able to see me in my own house if we have the windows open.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
It's none of your business, Dale, what I do. Drive by my street, you'll find out.
I don't want to now.
What's wrong with that? I think more people are going
to
be on my side.
In the same way, I don't want to see the Robert Kraft video. I don't want to see Rich Keefe doing what Rich Keefe does.
If I'm in my car.
In the front seat of his
car. I'd be willing.
Seat back.
I'd be willing to make a compromise.
Oh, look, there's only one thing showing above the window there.
Full compromise?
Well done, Rich.
You have to have the windows up. Keep the stank in. That's the one thing.
Doesn't that fog the windows all up?
Yeah, then you can't see, and then it's fine. What's the problem there?
The stank. Yeah. The stank
in. Yeah, with the windows up. That's right. What's wrong with that, Rossi?
They say if you're a parker, if you would.
A parker?
That's what they call it. You have
I didn't know about
back
that.
Window, just a crack.
Is that what they say?
Just a crack in the
back
window. Every
time we come up with one of these topics, Rossi's got some tidbit of, I had 70 massages, and now it's
actually, in the community that I'm in, this is what we do. Yeah, you were very quiet the other day. Now, all of a sudden, you have a lot of knowledge here.
The parking community, just the back window, a crack, because you want to get the fog so it covers all the good stuff.
Sure.
But you need just enough air so you can breathe.
I like it. That's good stuff. Now, Dale also stumbled upon this on Twitter the other day. It was trending, Florida man and your birthday, and then you give that a
really
Bing or a Google, and you get a whole bunch of them.
Just Google the two words,
yes.
Florida man and your birthday. You don't need the year, just like April 6th.
So these were the ones that we came up with yesterday for everybody that was on the show and what their birthdays were.
Florida man gets 40 years for killing girlfriend with fire.
Oh, my God.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
I like that title. I happen to like that one a lot.
Florida man finds bright green iguana in toilet, calls 911. Florida man found passed out drunk behind the wheel in a Wendy's. Florida man tells jury he dismembered dad's body, fearing blame for death.
That would do it.
That is an aggressive one.
Florida man decapitated by helicopter.
That was insane.
I mean, every single movie or TV show you've ever seen, you get out of the helicopter, what do you do?
You gotta duck.
You duck!
Your hair's going everywhere anyway, your suit's flying open, your whatever, you gotta duck.
Florida man worried about vampires intentionally burns down his home.
That's got to be the winner.
And just a reminder of that one, that's on December 26th.
That's right. That was the day after Christmas.
Florida man accused of cutting off penis of ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. Well,
very
caught
well.
Your attention, didn't it?
It certainly did. I would have clicked on that headline.
Florida man denies syringes found inside rectum are his.
I don't know what you're talking about, Doc.
Hey, they're not mine.
They're not mine. Leave me alone.
I mean, I can prove it. Well, maybe it's hard.
No, maybe. Now, this is a brand new segment on OMF. Everybody, we like to workshop some new things. So OMF have decided to do, I don't know if this is a Thursday thing, at 3:30. Each guy on the show is going to pick a topic, which is a little off topic, right? Something that you wouldn't normally discuss.
And not Christian was very high on this
idea. Not Chris Sale. Yeah, he was very excited about it. And so they put it on their Twitter account, OMF on WEEI.
Yes.
And so Lou, his idea was talking about minor league baseball salaries. Shocked that one didn't win.
Uh-huh.
Glenn's, Rossi, what was Glenn's?
Glenn's was about the NCAA tournament. By the way, this segment is called You Call It.
You Call It.
Oh.
You Call It.
So, yeah, Glenn wanted to discuss the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Lou wanted to talk about paying minor leaguers.
Yeah, MLB salaries.
And Christian Fourier, he wanted to talk about how there shouldn't be conversation at the dentist, which obviously won because we all feel the same way. So this is how that segment started, and you might notice there's a little bit of a twist here.
I was at the dentist the other day, and I almost feel like there needs to be some sort of button, some sort of alert. When you go into a dentist, you can tell them, inform them, maybe it's the nurse or whatever it is, that you don't want to talk while they're actually working inside your mouth.
Well, let me ask you
while your mouth is open and they're drilling and they have gauze and there's that little sucky thing.
This is all very true, by the way, because, and I don't even
usually mind. Dentists don't talk a lot.
Oh, mine does. It's not even the dentist. It's the hygienist who's cleaning your teeth.
What they do is they just monologue. They're not asking you stuff.
Oh, mine does. Mine will say stuff.
You have a very clean mouth here, Mr. Arnold. You must do a really good job brushing your teeth. A nice job.
See, I don't even mind if it's a yes, no, because I can go, But when they're like asking you like how your day is or what do you do for work or all this other stuff, you're like, well, can I spit? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I got to be able to talk to you here. So I understand why they're doing this.
Yeah, so here's what happens. So they start drilling in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They ask you a question. They stop drilling. And then you go, all right, it's your turn. And they keep drilling.
Well, they get that suction thing in your mouth,
there's
too. And it's making that noise.
And there's all over the place.
But Uber, I tell you what,
Uber has this thing. Hold on, real quick. Has this thing where, because when I take an Uber ride, sometimes I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like Uber drivers are similar to dentists.
This is not your topic.
It's a conversational piece. So what Uber has is you can actually go on Uber and say, you know, red light or some whatever it is. I don't feel like talking to you. So just pick me up, shut the hell up, and let me ride. So there's no awkwardness, you know, or weirdness between the driver and the participant.
I already have an answer to that. And that is if they talk too much, and I don't mind if they're friendly and they want to talk a little bit, but when they're sitting there just chewing your ear off, and I got a couple of them down there in Fort Myers, they couldn't shut up or whatever. You know what I do? It's very simple. Give them a three.
You had a couple of dentists down there?
Words of wisdom from the big OG.
So he, all of a sudden, they decided to pivot. I mean, the segment was about dentists. They pivot, and the next thing you know, they're talking about Uber drivers. I think that's what he's talking about. Unless Glenn saw two different dentists
down
there.
See, that shows creativity on Christian's part. Because Christian's the one who took it from dentist to Uber drivers.
Okay.
That's the way you're going with that?
I'm
going
to try. Because he's bigger than me, and I'll see him in the hallway soon.
That's true.
I like how we came up with the segment that whatever they talk about, we'll talk about at the 1:30.
I think we should have. We still from
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
I thought he would have been all about talking about the dentist.
And it's the Celtics.
Right?
Patriots start phase 3 of their offseason program today. Singles. Red Sox take 3 out of 4. I've never seen anything like it. He has been porked more than any athlete. With him having zero to do with it.
Wilt Chamberlain, he was referring to at that point. All right, Dale,
Speaking of shingles.
That is the way the news goes.
Singles.
Thank you.
We'll get you back to the Chris Sale stuff. There is more information out there, and because apparently multiple sources now saying that the Red Sox and Sale are nearing a deal on a contract extension. I believe they have to wait to announce it until opening day because of luxury tax implications. But we'll talk about it when we come back and get to the calls with you. 617-779-7937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
It depends when and where. Not if you're in a Walmart parking lot at 2 in the afternoon.
Hey, Robert can get out of this pretty easy because he didn't do anything illegal.
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts.
Florida man worried about vampires intentionally burns down his home.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to Dale and Keith on the exclusive home of the Red Sox, WEEI.
All right, let's give you what we know about Chris Sale. Alex Speer was first on this. Speer published in the Boston Globe probably now 45 minutes ago. Chris Sale and the Red Sox are nearing agreement on a contract extension that will keep the star left-hander in Boston for years to come, according to a Major League source. There has been further reporting on the story now from many others. John Heyman tweeted out, Sale is imperative for the Red Sox. He is anyway. But there are no current talks with J.D. or Bogarts who are expected to become free agents. Sale and Porcello are also eligible, but Boston understands his value. I'll follow that up because we're wondering, you know, okay, how long, how much? Jeff Passan, who's had a pretty good streak going
here. He's really on fire. He's like the Adam Schefter now in baseball.
Jeff Passan tweeted out, Chris Sale's deal, if completed, is likely to be in the five-year, $150 million range, league sources tell ESPN.
Pass bomb.
I think that would make sense. If he's going to sign something now, how do you not make $30 million when David Price makes $30 million, when Zach Greinke makes $30 million, right? I mean, if you're Sale, that's what you're looking at.
Lou was guessing, Lou Merlone, who's pretty good at this stuff as well, he was guessing before Passan tweeted out what he did. He said, my guess, 5 years, $140 million with a sixth-year option, which is possible. But according to Passan, sources tell him the deal is likely to be 5 years, $150 million. And I should also correct one thing. Under the terms of the new CBA, the Red Sox do not have to wait until opening day. They could announce this thing today if they wanted to. Yeah. There would be no luxury tax, any different luxury tax implications if they did it today or did it opening day.
Now, I think he has been wildly underpaid, throughout his whole career. He came up, and then the deal that he signed, he was an absolute bargain. So when they traded for him, that was also one of the great things. You gave up Moncada and Kopech, but you got a great pitcher, and you weren't paying him anything. Like, he was getting paid less than Rick Porcello. So it was a great deal in that sense. I'm worried about him being fragile. His first year, he threw 214 innings with the Red Sox, and it was a third straight year in which he was over 200 innings. But if you remember, he was so dominant. At one point that year in 2017, it was Chris Sale versus the field for who would win the AL Cy Young. Then he came way back down to the pack, and Corey Kluber was great down the stretch, and then he surpassed him. Sale still finished second, but wasn't as good the last couple months of the season, and then wasn't good in the playoffs. And you're wondering, all right, is this guy going to be durable enough? Well, the next year, they went in, and with Alex Cora, year one of Alex Cora, they went in with a plan that, all right, we're going to really monitor these guys, specifically Price and Sale. And so there might be a game where he could easily go seven innings. We're only going to pitch him six and all of that. He ended up only throwing 158 innings in the regular season. Was on the DL twice in August, which is typically his worst month as a starter. You have him under contract for one more year. So if you sign him to $30 million a year and then he breaks down again in August, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
The very good statistical Twitter site, Boston Sports Info, tweets out, Chris Sale is one of four pitchers in the American League since 1930 to have an ERA below 2.9, thrown more than 1,250 innings, started more than 200 games. The list is Chris Sale, Pedro Martinez, Jim Palmer, Whitey Ford. That's it.
Right. Oh, I'm not saying he's...
No.
You know what I mean? Obviously, he's been unbelievable, but how do you think that projects into his 30s?
Well, I guess it's a question of whether or not they're going to be able to figure out why. And I also, I somewhat think that the second DL stint last year was more precautionary. They knew where they were. They knew what they were going to have going forward.
I don't, because he came back from it. Like, he came back to make a start and then went right back on the DL. You could have just kept him on there if you wanted it, because everybody's saying, well, they got this lead and they're doing fine. They're winning without him. And you wanted to make him ready for the playoffs, but why would you bring him back in the first place? I thought that was very strange at the time. Then they did. And then in the playoffs, he had to get scratched. Like, he was supposed to go in one of the games, and they're like, oh, he can't go. So I understand how good he is when he's out there, but I would just have a concern. I don't think he's going to get healthier into his 30s. I'm just really leery of paying pitchers a lot of money. I think... We talked about before.
Well, they'd already done that, so.
No, I know, but we'll see how that ends up working out for you. I just think paying position players, and you don't always get pitchers at the end of their career making a ton of money that weren't very good anymore. Like the Johan Santana, yep, and Roy Halladay and Barry Zito and even Sabathia. Like, there's so many of these huge contracts, and you're like, ugh, the last couple of years, like, really? So we don't know what the years are on this yet. But it sounds like it's going to be five.
According to Passan, he says 5 years, 150. I mean, the amount makes sense to us.
I assume it's 5 years total, not this year plus five, which would be six, obviously.
Actually, I wonder. I think it's a five-year extension after this year.
Yikes. So you'd have him for his age 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35 season? I don't know. I don't like it. I know the obvious response would be, all right, well, who are you going to pay? Who's going to be in your rotation? Because he is the best starter they have. He's one of the best starters in the league when he's healthy. But also, if you're going to really manage these guys, like, is it worth paying a guy $30 million a year if he's going to give you 160 innings. I think the answer's no to that. I wouldn't pay a guy that much for that few innings. At least before, guys were going 220.
Most people probably agree with the general idea here. Bleacher Report put out a list of the top 10 major league pitchers for 2019. They had Max Scherzer at number one.
Okay, yeah.
Fine. Chris Sale at number two.
Yep.
Verlander, three. Kluber, four. DeGrom, five. Followed by Snell, Nola, Cole, Kershaw, and Bauer. Of that list that you just saw, Sale had the same number of starts as Trevor Bauer last year, one more than Clayton Kershaw had last year.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer got hurt, and so did Clayton Kershaw, I think, is cooked.
He might be.
For all the innings that he had and everything else, and watching him in the playoffs last year, he is not the same guy. Those other guys on that list, it's kind of an interesting group, isn't it? Like Verlander and Scherzer, how old they are compared to, say, DeGrom, Nola, and Snell. And then Sale's kind of in the middle. I guess on the upper end, he's going to be 30 in just a few days. But no, he's obviously he's a great pitcher. He says all the right things. The team loves him. So there's something to be said for that. But I fear that he's going to break down.
And I'm not arguing. Yeah. Your point is valid, although I would have done what I think they're doing here. How would you have handled this if you were them? He's going into the walk year of his contract.
Play it out. I would have had him play out the season.
And then at the end of the year, if he says, okay, I'm out then.
Okay, I'd be like, all right, if he's healthy all year, offer him a ton of money. Offer him 5 and 150, and then see where he goes, see what the market is for him. Like, rather than committing to him now, don't you want to see him finish a season healthy first?
Well, according to Dave Dombrowski, he's been throwing all winter. He's fine. Trainers, doctors, everybody has
said. So that was even worse for me. Like, last year, the issues that he had
bursitis in his shoulder.
Right, and they were just like, oh, you know, nothing, no surgery, like he just kind of broke down or whatever and he had bursitis. You're like, all right, so is it going to be back next year? That would be my thought. And if you commit to a guy, you have five more years after this, and what if he's on the DL each of the three seasons that you had him? To me, it's not worth it.
I do think that obviously they'll be very careful.
They were last year, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they'll be very careful. They will shepherd his innings. You know, they know that. You'd like to see how he's throwing in September and October more than you care about April and May. I understand right. All that stuff. I think you've got one of the five best pitchers in baseball, so you sign him.
Yeah, but
and do you think, pay him and you sign him.
But do you think one of the five best pitchers in baseball should go over 200 innings a year? I do.
Well, you'd like, yes, yeah. And you'd like that to be, that's kind of been a hallmark of his until right. The last couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, his first year, he got it. His first year, he did get over 200 innings, but it was just at the very end, he was on the DL, and then he came back for the playoffs and wasn't very good in the playoffs. This past year was a different story for him, and I just think 2 years ago, they weren't monitoring him. So on the one hand, you could look at it and like, well, he went over 200 innings year one, but that was also when Farrell had him out there trying to chase 300 strikeouts. You're like, what are you doing? Maybe he ruined him, too.
In two seasons in Boston, he's made 59 starts.
Right.
29-12. 2.56 ERA, 13.2 strikeouts per nine innings, 1.9 walks per nine innings. Not that this is a huge deal, but he's been the American League starting pitcher in the All-Star game both years.
3 years in a row. I think it was last year in Chicago, too.
But
that's my point. The first half, he's always dynamite. It's at the end of the year, what are you getting out of him? So
in 2017, he threw an American League high, 214 and a third innings. Was the most in the American League, just in 2017.
Yeah, remember when he got the 300 strikeouts and everybody was fired up about it?
2018, it was down to 158 innings.
So I think it needs to be over 200 to really justify that kind of contract. And not only that, you need to be full go in the playoffs. Like, if you're going to get that, you need to be like Verlander or even Nathan Eovaldi, for God's sakes. Like, a guy who just give him the ball and go. He's going to start one game, go seven. He's going to close the game one night. And he's going to start game four or five. Like, that's what you need, not... Well, we got a lead in the series, so we're going to skip him this time. Like, I'm just worried about how fragile he was. And this has been in his 20s. Usually for pitchers, it gets worse in the 30s.
And I'm not even saying you're wrong the way you would have approached it. Yeah. I would have done it the way they did it, but
right,
that's fine.
Right.
What do you say to Sale if you say, you know what, we like you a lot, but we're just going to see how things go.
Well, I wonder how aggressive he and his agent were. Like, are they trying to get something done now? Because he's never really talked about it. Sale says, I have an agent. He deals with it. So I don't even know where he's coming from.
He has never talked money.
Yeah.
Ever. Even when he was, you know, an underpaid guy in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough just because it's going to be a tough conversation doesn't mean that you shouldn't have it.
And
that's what I would do.
And I'm wondering, you know, he is so important to this team.
Right.
I think he's critical to this team.
Yeah.
So that guy who, you know, has performed really well for you for the last 2 years is going into the walk year of his contract at a time when everybody, you know, takes care of these things. And you're going to say, nah, we're not going to.
I would say we would like to see him healthy in August. That's what I would say. It's a lot of money you're giving him. And if he's not healthy in August.
The money part doesn't affect me as much.
But do you think the money thing?
John Henry's money.
Well, no, but I'm saying how you spend it throughout the rest of the team. I could care less if they're over the tax, but if they're not going to go over the tax, does signing Chris Sale to a $30 million a year deal, do you think that means they don't think Betts is going to be back? Or do you think they could sign them both?
Well, and that was John Heyman's point here is that, and this is what he said, Sale is imperative. There are no current talks with J.D. Martinez or Xander Bogaerts who are expected to become free agents.
They're Boris guys, and that makes, to me, I'm not surprised by that.
And we already know that there's a pretty good chance Mookie Betts may become a free agent.
Right, in 2 years, yep.
So, you know, maybe it is critical.
To lock him up. Yeah, I mean, I would rather have, if it was Betts or Sale, I'd rather have Betts, but then again, that might be out of your hands because he's not
It may not be that either-or proposition for you.
Right.
617-779-7937. It would appear that Chris Sale is on the verge of a 5-year contract extension somewhere in the vicinity of $150 million for the Red Sox. We'll talk about it with you when we come back. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.